Do we have a desire to change and grow? Are we perhaps satisfied with who we are now, what we believe, and how we live our lives? Do we think that it is the other who needs to change and not us? Are we able to humbly look at our own lives rather than blame others? Perhaps we wish the church would stop reminding us that we need to repent, that we need a change of heart, a metanoia. Perhaps we are reluctant to stop and look at our own lives to see if we are truly following the path of Christ. The Advent season begins. Advent means He comes. We look forward to the coming of Christ in our world. While the Church invites us to seriously look at our lives and make straight our paths for the coming of Christ, we often are more interested in other things. Isaiah, his name means salvation of God, prophesied about 700 years before Jesus. The Israelites had become corrupt, unjust toward others, and unfaithful to God. They were divided, the privileged against the discarded people. If their own actions harmed others, they were not too concerned as long as they could hold on to their own way of life. And they were not sure that they really needed God. The prophet Isaiah saw danger on the horizon. The people could not continue living this way, or else tragedy would befall them. Isaiah challenged the people to reform their ways. They needed to heal. They had to learn to treat each other justly and with respect. They had to recover their sense of being responsible to God. However, they did not change. Then the powerful northern nation of Assyria conquered the Israelites. Its 10 northern tribes disappeared, and those people were absorbed into the conquering people. Isaiah laments, "Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Would that you would find us doing right and mindful of your ways. You have hidden your face from us and have delivered us up to our guilt." In today's responsorial psalm, we pray, "Make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we will be saved. Lord, take care of this vine and protect what your power, your right hand has planted. Then we shall no more withdraw from you." But God does not intervene as they desire. God respects our freedom. We are allowed to experience the consequences of our actions or inactions. We can freely become like His Son Jesus or not. God has shown us the way, but respects our freedom. How do we use our freedom today? We see generous doctors, nurses, law enforcement, and others putting their lives on the line to help heal those suffering from the COVID virus. We see others using their freedom by refusing to wear masks and following the current health guidelines. We're tired, and we wander aimlessly. We use our freedom to criticize others, but we're unwilling to use our freedom to reflect on our own lives. Yes, we're free to wander where we will. God does not intervene. God does not keep us from doing good or harm. But we must accept the consequences of how we use our freedom. We are not passive observers. We watch, we see what we need to change, we observe what needs to be done, and we do it. We ask God to grant us salvation, but we also take responsibility. We hear Jesus reminding us in the gospel, be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch.